fellow freedom fans. You're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Now let's go to our pre-recorded broadcast. Fellow Freedom fans, this is David Allen Carmichael. A lot of things in the news is, if you get this show right now today, this is the day before Thanksgiving. This is live. We may be something that we play again later. If there's a Friday I've got the day off and we play this show, you're going to know that it is pre-recorded, because you're going to know it's no longer the day before Thanksgiving, of course. So, but today in the news, a lot of stuff going on in Israel. They basically killed the Hamas military leader just about a week ago by an airstrike. The locals in the Palestinians in the Gaza region began to fire rockets at Israel indiscriminately, just sending them up in the air. Some people have been killed through that. Then Israel would retaliate with direct strikes on Hamas facilities and command centers. Of course, when there are command centers that are adjacent to people who are technically not part of the Hamas military infrastructure and leadership, but they are definitely well within 50 feet of them. So tragically, there are collateral damage. I'm just telling you, these are the facts. This is what's going on. So they're not indiscriminate shots. So I have to look at from a what is constitutional basis, biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong, whether or not Israel had the authority to kill the man. Is there not? I mean, what was it that he had done? Was he guilty of something that would qualify for capital murder, for a capital murder charge? If not, then I would think the only appropriate resolution to that problem would be for Hamas to make war on Israel. If they took an act of war, that's just the way it is. Now, why would they just assassinate somebody from the air? There's no mechanism to abduct him and put him on trial. I don't know what the situation was with the Hamas leader. But what we have now is Hamas getting weapons from Iran through Syria. It looks as if this is the case. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not through Syria, through Sudan. It is launching rockets into just indiscriminately and just hoping it kills somebody. So that is an act of war, by the way. So then, of course, Israel has an obligation there to stop the rocket attack. So that's what's been going on today, this morning, Israel time, that there was a bomb blast in a bus. 16 people have injured. Nobody's been killed. A lot of crazy things going on in Israel. A lot of stuff going on. So that's in the news today. People have concern about that. There are other things in the news. People still kind of regrouping post-election to see what's coming up in this world. And Tennessee's considering whether or not they're going to be operating with a new health care plan or not. A lot of things going on. What do you think? The number here is 888-248-2046. 888-248-2046. What I'm going to do with this Preservative Talk Radio, I'm going to continue talking about those things that we need to be, about which we need to be educated. See, there I went again, trying to end and not end in a preposition. Something in the news I mentioned the other day, it's really kind of crazy, but it goes right along with what I'll be talking about today. How would you like in Chattanooga? Just pick a public area that people like to congregate and visit, have their lunch, talk, chat, maybe have public rallies, things like that. What if that place that you think of just now in your mind would have men walking around in the nude at various stages of, I don't want to go there. What would you do if that's what people did, who claimed, hey, this is my free speech right? Should there be an ordinance against that? What is the ordinance? I think there's statutes, and I need to look this up. There's something, I'll have to do a little homework on the laws of Tennessee. Is there a statute against a public nudity? Is it controlled? Is it regulated? What do you think? Should there be public nudity? What makes you have the right to tell somebody that they have to wear clothes? It's a big question. And to me, it's not. To me, it's a no-brainer. You should dress modestly for the sake of your neighbor. And you shouldn't be exposing parts of your body that are sexually stimulating, and generally speaking, in the history of mankind. And or base, you know, there's things, if you look at the FCC rules, they're trying to figure out what's nice to say on the public airwaves and what isn't. Well, what they do is they see the topic. How do you determine if something is profane? Well, if you speak about things that come out of the body as waste, that's profane. If you discuss parts of the body that have greater honor that we cover historically in moral society, then that is profane. So there are certain things that you don't say or do. You do not use the name of your creator in vain. To some, it's a fighting word. You say you dishonor Almighty God and somebody's going to punch you in the nose. I mean, there's just different things. And it's just dishonoring to your neighbor. And why is that? So those are the kind of things we're going to talk about today, because it's probably coming to a controversy near you. It's happening in California. Somebody said to me yesterday, well, everything happens first in California. That's right, but then it comes your way. So what should they say? The City Council of San Francisco yesterday, I think it was yesterday, actually approved by a vote last night that they were going to outlaw public nudity except in those special occasions where there are parade. Somebody has a permit. They're going to have a parade. It's going to be free speech. So they walk down the street just about doing anything they want. It's a weird, weird, sick world. Just with due warning, just keep your children and anybody who's got any moral scruples far away from that. Let the irreverent go ahead and destroy their minds and hearts with that kind of stuff. You know, if that's what they want to do, it'll all come back and get them in the long run. So but what about if it's just common? What if, and this was the complaint, that people, once the city council voted a $100 fine or up to a $500 fine for public nudity, then people complained they took their clothes off in city council and they were removed. I don't think they were arrested. So, but what should they do? And they said it was their free speech rights. Is it true? Well, I guess they need a right to express themselves. Who is it that should be able to complain about that kind of stuff? Do you know the answer? The number here is 888-248-2046. The last couple of days, I've been talking about the absolute rights of individuals. From Sir William Blackstone, this is what the founders of this nation were reading in their entertainment time. They didn't have television. So they read the commentaries of Sir William Blackstone. It inspired them. They said, wow, we're reading these natural rights, these rights of Englishmen. How come it's imperfect? Let's try to make this perfect. Talking about the natural liberty of mankind, Blackstone said, this natural liberty, speaking of San Francisco and people in Al Natural, this natural liberty consists properly in a power of acting as one thinks fit. So the question here, is it right or wrong to run around naked and demand that people not limit you in it? There's a question. This natural liberty, now the natural liberty I'm talking about here is the natural liberty of mankind. Does this nudity thing fit within the natural liberty of mankind? Would you know how to answer that question? 888-248-2046. This natural liberty consists properly in power of acting as one thinks fit, without any restraint or control, unless by the law of nature. Now, what's the law of nature? Somebody who's offended may take it into their own hands or scissors. I'm just thinking of Elena Bobbitt. And maybe communicate their disdain for your display. It's possible. That's the law of nature. So if you don't think there should be any law, then guess what? You're subject to the impulses and instincts of whoever it is that you're either inspiring or offending. I wonder if you ran around naked in a prison system, how they might, in the law of nature, communicate to you. Okay, so this natural liberty, the natural liberty of mankind, consists in properly and a power of acting as one thinks fit without any restraint or control, lest by the law of nature, being a right inherent in us by birth, or it's the question we're talking about, the birthday suit, being a right inherent in us by birth, and one of the gifts of God to man at his creation, when he endued him with the faculty of free will. Now, when he endued man with free will, he was running around en natural. There was no concept of right or wrong. Everything was right until Adam disobeyed the one instruction. He was given one prohibition, and that's with that free will. There was a law of God that gave him an opportunity to act according to his free will, even though it suffered consequences of eventual physical death. But this is something that Blackstone went on to say, okay, we have this natural liberty to do what we want to do. Now, hopefully, we really, under the law of God, really only have the liberty to do that which is right. But Blackstone says, every man, when he enters into society, gives up a part of his natural liberty as the price of so valuable a purchase. And in consideration of receiving the advantages of mutual commerce, obliges himself to conform to those laws which the community has thought proper to establish. And this species of legal obedience and conformity is infinitely more desirable than that wild and savage liberty which is sacrificed to obtain it. Now, this is the main point here that's very important for us to consider, and those who want to run around in buck naked, and let's say if they're offense to me and I happen to have a paintball gun in my hand. For no man that considers a moment would wish to retain the absolute and uncontrolled power of doing whatever he pleases, the consequence of which is that every other man would also have the same power, and then there would be no security to individuals in any of the enjoyments of life. Political, therefore, civil liberty, which is that of a member of society, is no other than natural liberty, so far restrained by human laws, and no farther as is necessary and expedient for the general advantage to the public. Hence, we may collect that the law which restrains a man from doing mischief to his fellow citizens, though it diminishes the au naturel, it doesn't say au naturel, but I went ahead and said that there under this context, though it diminishes his natural liberty, increases the civil liberty of mankind. So I'll come back and finish this after the break, the statement here. But here's something to think about. Those who are reprobate and have lost their minds and are vicious in their conduct, and really, literally, don't have a scruple, clue, don't realize that they don't have the liberty to parade themselves in as free speech when it is literally demoralizing to the property rights of everybody else in view or who can view them. People going to the park with their children, wanting to enjoy the day without such a debased distraction is completely unnecessary, unruly, and dishonoring to them. So you cannot necessarily exercise your indecency and realize the reason you can't just exercise your indecency because it indeed impinges and intrudes upon and harms the property rights of the public who want to obey the public square. So we'll probably come back and quote something that we said the other day about, where can you run around in the naked and have free speech by exposing yourself? Well, there's a place for that, and it's outside the reach of government. So we're going to come back here. David Alan Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio, weird though it is,